You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy hump day to us all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be part of this fine production. 855-752-4842. Super jazz show for you today. Matt Rothschild in studio with us, of course, with the Progressive Magazine, formerly with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, author of the book 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Dom. It's always great to be with you.
It is always a pleasure. Sorry for the little hiccups here in the system, but we're working through some things. We appreciate your patience as well. Matt, before we get into this big show, which we're going to talk about some of the new Trump, the Kamala, we got some Esper. We have Congresswoman Gwen Moore going to join us at 4:30, and perhaps we will take you live to the Kamala Harris interview on the Fox Don't Call It News. But before we jump into it all, Matt, what, you got a new podcast coming out, man? We got to share it with the people. What's going on?
Well, I've got a new podcast on the Civic Media Network called Wisconsin Forward. I'm really happy to be doing it. The first episode just launched today. It's about the riddle of Wisconsin. Why are we such a schizophrenic state? And there's commentary in there by Todd Albaugh, the Todd Albaugh Show, Trygve Olson, who's on there a lot, Jay Heck of Common Cause. And Charles Franklin, too, from Marquette Law School poll. And in the second episode, which is launching on Friday, it's all about this crazy presidential race we're dealing with right now. So there'd be more Charles Franklin on his polls. We took some of the content that you and I got from him right after that poll came out. And also some commentary from you and from Todd and from Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show about what's at stake here. And there's a lot at stake, as you know and as your listeners know.
Absolutely. Wisconsin Forward podcast, a new podcast on the Civic Media Network with Matt Rothschild. Make sure you download the Civic Media app. You can check those out there as well. We got Jess working hard on the board, Aaron with a little backup, and of course our fair audience, 855-752-4842. Matt, it's been a little while. Let's get into it. The concerns that I have, and I think a lot of people have, as they watch the former president over the last several days, seemingly getting darker and more rhetorical, dangerous in his speech, quite frankly. I mean, literally, quite frankly. And we have, you know, lots of former Trumpsters, Trump cabinet members, former Trump employees, former Trump appointees, former lackeys for Trump. Lots of people coming out and expressing their concern over what Trump has been saying, what Trump has been doing. Before we get into the Esper and get your take on these things, Matt, I want to replay, just with your help, the Trump sound about what he would do if he were president. If you would play that one, please, Jess.
Are you expecting chaos on Election Day?
No, I don't think so. Not from the side that votes for Trump.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering if these outside agitators will start up on Election Day. Let's say you win. I mean, let's remember, you've got 50,000 Chinese nationals in this country in the last couple of years. Yeah. You've got people on the terrorist watch list, 350 in the last couple of years. You've got, like you said, 13,000 murderers and 15,000 rapists.
Right?
What are you expecting? Joe Biden said he doesn't think it's going to be a peaceful Election Day.
Well, he doesn't have any idea what's happening in North Carolina. He spends most of his day sleeping.
Sounds like Trump's.
I think the
sleep.
Bigger problem is the enemy from within. What? Not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of election day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen.
You know, this is what I've been worried about Trump ever since he went down that escalator in 2015, that yep. This guy was a crypto fascist. Now the crypto's gone and he's just a total fascist. You know, he's just in full bloom here. You know, General Milley said he's a fascist to his core. And, you know, I never used to use the F word in public, even all those years when I was at the Progressive magazine, when people say, you know, this is a fascist country. I said, you know, if it's a fascist country, they'd barge down our doors and the Progressive wouldn't publish anymore. Or they'd come right into our studios here at Civic Media. You know, we're not a fascist country yet, but this is, you know, this is what a fascist sounds like. And for people out there who, you know, are still considering voting for Donald Trump, I really hope you'll take this seriously. This is a guy who wants to send the military after, you know, what he called, you know, lunatic lefties, radical lunatic lefties. Well, that's me, I guess. You know, I'm a Democratic socialist. I've been a progressive my whole life. And he's talking about going after Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, you know, people who've criticized him from the other party. And this kind of rhetoric we've never heard from a president of the United States before or from a candidate for the presidency before. And it can't be whisked under the rug. You know, this is a guy right. Who wants to criminalize anyone who doesn't agree with him. And we haven't been there before, and we shouldn't get there, but we're a whisker from being there.
Bob Woodward's new book, War, has gotten a lot of attention. You mentioned the former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Milley. You know, when this guy comes up, and come on, he's a chairman, right? These are of all Army, Navy, you know, Space Force folks that are out there, the Air Force. He's the chairman of all this, right? He's got some input. He's got some experience. And when he says this guy is fascist to his core, when the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says that about the former president, do we need to take that, I mean, very, very seriously, Max? I get the feeling a lot of people are just saying, eh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this shrug, this national shrug that's been going on since 2015. I mean, it's you're shrugging, you know, while you're walking past the graveyard here. It's not whistling, it's shrugging. And because, yeah, General Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs, the highest ranking military official under the commander in chief, is warning us that we have someone so anti-democratic that he's fascist to the core. And what does fascism mean? I mean, maybe people think we're just throwing a word around. But in fascist dictators, people die. A lot of people die. People are kidnapped from their homes. They're sent into prisons. They're tortured. They're killed. That's what fascism is about. It happened in Chile where, you know, they killed tens of thousands and tortured tens of thousands more. And, of course, the Holocaust, where they, you know, killed 5 million Jews and a lot of other people too, including LGBT. And so the idea that we can just blithely disregard what this guy's saying by saying, oh, he never delivers on his threat, he didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. Well, the Justice Department looked into it, and fortunately there were career Justice Department people who said there's no case there. But now with the Supreme Court immunity ruling, you can tell his Justice Department, I don't care what you say, I'm president of the United States, you go arrest Hillary Clinton, or you go arrest Schiff, you go arrest Pelosi, you go arrest Dom Salvia, you go shut down Civic Media. I mean, they can do anything they want.
What, Dom Salvia?
Well,
Dom Salvia
show? Very extreme.
855-752-4842. Well, it's not just Milley, and it's not just all these Republicans. I mean, Kamala Harris was on stage with like 100 Republicans at her rally today. It's also this guy Esper, former defense secretary, right? We have some sound from that. Jess, thank you for your hard work today. It's here what Esper had to say regarding Trump.
Do you fear that he would try to utilize the National Guard, the military, against U.S. citizens?
Yes, I do, of course, because I lived through that. And I saw over the summer of 2020 where
President Trump and those around him wanted to use the National Guard in various capacities in cities such as Chicago and Portland and Seattle. And of course, there was a moment in time, as you just described, where he on that early date in June, where he wanted to bring in active duty military as well. So that's what equally concerns me about his comment, would be the use of the military in these types of things. Now, the good news is I don't believe he has the authority under the law to use the military unless there was some type of civil disobedience or insurrection, in which case that would be use of the Insurrection Act. But otherwise, these other roles that he's described in the past are law enforcement, and that is prescribed under the Posse Comitatus Act, so he would not be able to use it. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but this would be a good discussion to have. But my sense is his inclination is to use the military in these situations, whereas my view is that that's a bad role for the military. It should only be law enforcement taking those actions.
Yeah, but that's not you.
Just to hear a former defense secretary say that they are fearful that the president they served under, the commander in chief they served for, would use the U.S. military against U.S. citizens. I mean, you were in that role when he suggested shooting protesters before. Aren't you worried about who could be in that role when he suggests something like that potentially again?
Well, yes, I've said that on many occasions, Caitlin, that my concern is that the last year of the first Trump term will look more like, or the first year of the second Trump term will look more like the last year of the first Trump term. I think President Trump has learned the key is getting people around you who will do your bidding, who will not push back, who will implement what you want to do. And I think he's talked about that. His acolytes have talked about that. I think loyalty will be the first litmus test.
I mean, the people he was talking about shooting, Trump was talking about shooting, were Black Lives Matter, peaceful protesters. The idea that Esper was expounding there, that somehow this is going to be illegal, all Trump has to do is invoke the Insurrection Act, which he can do unilaterally, and then the troops are in the street. And then because of the U.S. Supreme Court decision, there's nothing anybody can do about that.
What a scary concept. The former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, we have the former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, all this week saying how concerned they are about the possibility of Donald Trump getting back into the White House and coming up with some reason, some justification in Trump's mind to go after the enemy from within. And I just got to say, as much as we've talked about Donald Trump and the MAGAs and the projection and gaslighting we've gotten, now, is this another projection? Because in my mind, if you're running for the presidency and you're talking about the enemy from within and the communist Pelosi and Adam Schiff and talking about sending the military after them in the same concept of knowing that we have a Supreme Court that said, hell yeah, you can send SEAL Team 6. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show, 855-75-CIVIC. Welcome back to the Dom Salve Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Rothschild in the studio. Jess is on the board. Congresswoman Gwen Moore going to join us at 4:30. But now we're reflecting and pondering the actual real threat as expressed to the American people by very high up individuals in the Trump administration, Esper and Milley.
Can't get higher types,
up. You know what I mean? Saying, yeah, I'd be very concerned about him, you know, calling for the Insurrection Act, and given the fact that he can now apparently, given this new immunity, order SEAL Team 6 against his political rivals. I mean, that was a question literally brought up in the Supreme Court case, Matt. I have to think Trump heard it.
Yeah, and you know, the Supreme Court justices, the right wingers up there said, well, we're not interested in you know, this particular case. We want to deal with, you know, the long-term hypothetical precedents that we're setting here. But actually, the hypotheticals are the real ones right now. What if he does do that? Right. And I mean, I got to say, it scares the bejesus out of me right now, how close Trump is to winning this election. It's a terrible indictment of where we are as a country, as a democracy, that half the voting public is prepared to elect a fascist. It's not unheard of in the history of the last 120 years. Hitler came to power democratically. Pinochet did not come to power democratically. He rolled the tanks. But, you know, fascists do come to power sometimes with democratic means, and then they throw democracy overboard. And that's what we're talking about. That's the worry that Milley expressed so dramatically and that Esper confirmed. And so when the two highest ranking members of the U.S. military, the defense secretary and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are saying this guy is a fascist, essentially, and Milley said it explicitly, yes, we've got to take note. I mean, we've got to do everything in our power non-violently to prevent this guy from coming to power. That means talking to all your relatives, all your friends, make sure they're registered to vote and get them to the voting booth, because, or if they got absentee ballots, make sure you fill them out. I've got mine at home. I'm damn sure going to fill it out.
Make sure, get a plan to vote, man. 855-752-4842. Before we get to the callers, there was an article from the Washington Post, and I'm not going to do the reading alouding. But Vance is out there falsely claiming that Trump didn't go after, quote unquote, his enemies. And this article, this fact checker at the Washington Post, points out a dozen examples of Donald Trump doing exactly that. I mean, it's amazing how we forget, again, the projection from Donald Trump and MAGA. He sought the investigation of Hillary Clinton. Remember that? He scolded the Justice Department for failing to investigate Clinton. He called for investigation of Clinton and debunk Uranium One conspiracy theories. Right. Wanted to go after the Clinton Foundation, went after Andrew McCabe. Let's not forget about that. Demanded investigation into Barack Obama over the debunked Spygate claims, and on and on and on. I mean, there are very specific examples articulated by the Washington Post. 12 of them, a nice easy dozen for you. And there's probably more out there. When is it going to take folks to believe that when he says these things, he means them, Matt?
I don't know. I mean, people didn't believe him, you know, in 2015. You know, they're not believing him now. And it's just being horribly naive, or just being wishful about it, or being foolish about it, or being blasé about it. And I don't know what is worse. You know, this guy is telling us who he is. I mean, just in the last 48 hours, he's said he wants to go after Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and other lunatic lefties. You know, Bernie, if I'm Bernie Sanders, I'm worried right now, you know.
Yeah, and of course, that definition is subjective.
I think it takes more than that to rattle Bernie Sanders,
I mean. Right. AOC, I'm sure he'll go after her, too. Bernie's been in Wisconsin a lot. I love it when he comes here and talks to people about real economic issues and why people should.
Talk about a guy who's been consistent on those very issues. It is Bernie Sanders. And the concerning thing, of course, is number one, there's no way to behave in a democracy. If there's a crime committed, then the justice will prevail, right? You investigate, you get the evidence, you get a grand jury, you get a prosecutor, wherever the case is. You don't just decide, oh, look, Dom Salvi, he's too progressive. He's go take him out, go arrest him for no reason because I don't like him saying things about me. That's not how we do things at all. And I don't get the inclination for someone to think that, oh, that's totally fine. Yeah, you know, the enemy from within, all those folks that, you know, want to give people health care and feed the kids at school and have the clean water and the clean air and tax the corporations. Well, we can't have that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who is the enemy within? And it's always
Donald Trump.
You know,
the projection.
This is the class. I mean, the classic was, you know, first he came for the, you know, communists, and I wasn't a communist. Then he came for the socialists. Then he came from the trade unions. I wasn't any one of them. Then he came for me, and there's no one there to help me because no one stood up for the communists, the socialists, and the trade unionists. I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. You know, AOC, Bernie, Schiff, Pelosi, all those people, and Lord knows, you know, if I'm MSNBC, I'm worried.
And anybody who doesn't prepare his burger properly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not just that. It's once you go down that road with guys like Trump and the fascists, it never ends. Let's get a quick caller in. Jim from Brookfield, you're up with Dom and Matt. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello, Dom and Matt. Regarding the enemy from within comment from Mr. Trump, you know, obviously he leads off with his Venezuelan gangs, you know, and illegal aliens are going to be pounding out and knocking down the doors if Harris gets elected. But what I think was really telling is that he then, you know, takes the next step and says, but even more scary is the enemy from within. And that's exactly what you said, Matt. This man is a fascist. He wants to eliminate, you know, Mussolini and court, you know, and company and that, anybody who disagrees with him. He's even more afraid of the enemy from within than this bluster he's been talking about, the Venezuelan gangs and the illegal aliens. That's sort of a nod that, yeah, I've just been saying that, but I really, really want to be a fascist and get the people that disagree with me.
Yeah, and that, you know, Mussolini, he jailed Antonio Gramsci, one of the great left-wing philosophers of that country. And, you know, that's what would happen here.
Thank you for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be part 855-752-4842. A big show to continue. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is stopping in, checking in with us. And Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to be interviewed on the Foxy Don't Call It News Network. That is scheduled for 5 o'clock Central. If that goes up, we will bring you the entirety of it as we can. I want to get the news out there as it happens, folks. Thank you for listening. Once again, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, she's coming up next. Stick around.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Super jazzed as hell to introduce to you my Congresswoman Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Gwen, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show with Matt Rothschild.
Oh my goodness, it's been so long, Dom. I'm so glad to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a long time. It's always a pleasure to catch up. And since it's been so long, I got to get your impression. We're less than 3 weeks from this next election. How do you think the vice president is doing? And what do you think she needs to do to close it out in the next 3 weeks, Gwen?
You know, she has shown so much energy and breadth and depth of places that she's willing to speak. I thought, you know, going on Charlemagne Tha God, it was very bold, but she's been on The View. She is, she's taking her message just everywhere. Just this afternoon, I saw her talking to a crowd of Republicans. And I think that she's been extremely transparent. And for all those folks who say that they're undecided and they need to get to know her better and so on and so forth, I think that that there are some other issues. And I think she's been able to really, really clear things up with regard to wanting to be the president of everybody in a real fair way.
You say there's some other issues. What are some of those other issues?
Well, you know, there's a lot of money being spent. Is this Matt?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. You know, I think there are other issues. There's a great deal of money being spent by Trump supporters. I mean, those people who support the fossil fuel industry, the pharmaceutical industry. You need only look behind the curtain of donors, Elon Musk, you know, a super quadruple billionaire. I don't even know how to say the number. of the amount of money he had. And, you know, what we say is a little bit tells you what a whole lot means. These are the people that are airing these commercials saying Democrats, and, you know, they only care about transgender people and so on, and creating a huge distraction Debatable issues, legitimately debatable issues, and, you know, just magnifying them and exaggerating them and using that to divide people and to frighten people. And I think that that we're fighting. So when you see gaps like in Wisconsin, you know, supposedly closing between our wonderful Senator Tammy Baldwin, for example, and Eric Hovde, this carpetbagger who, had nefarious purposes for his airplane flights. When you see that, I mean, he's on tape saying that we have to cut Social Security, you know, and that he doesn't want women the right to choose, but he's being supported by Tammy's being bombarded with lies and commercials and innuendo. She's sleeping with lobbyists at her girlfriend's house.
Yeah, terrible.
Know. Yeah, yeah. And you know, these are, this is not something that could defeat Tammy Baldwin outright, but it's the margins that we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. It's the margins that they're going after. In Wisconsin, I mean, this is toss-up at this point. And let me pull up a little hefty chart that I copied from somewhere earlier today, if I can find it right quick. Wisconsin is supposedly a toss-up state at this point. Pennsylvania, a toss-up state, which that's a good thing for us. A half a point for Harris. Nevada, which is supposed to be, we won that last time. That's now a toss-up.
Yeah.
With Harris with only a half a point. Or 0.35%. Wisconsin, you know, people thought we were doing real well. It's now a toss-up with Harris with a quarter of a point. Michigan, toss-up state with Trump up by 0.05 points. North Carolina, Trump up by 0.85 points. Georgia, Trump up 1.1 points. In Arizona, Trump up 1.45 points. So this thing, I think this says, as my sister Brenda would say, is more about us as people than it does about the candidates. Sure does.
Well, Congresswoman Matt Rothschild again, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, what does it mean about our country that this election is so close, that half the voting population is preparing to vote for the likes of Donald Trump? How do you make sense of that?
Well, you know what? I don't want to disparage any of the voters at all. But I do think that we're coming up on an election where we have, I'm prepared to say we got interference this time too. And it's coming through a lot of the social media platforms that really are designed to, again, a design to distract and discourage and to provide disinformation. Like, for example, this notion that there are 20%, 25% of Black people that aren't going to vote for Harris. I believe that is disinformation. But that's enough to discourage people and stop them from working, to get them to rethinking things. Because I think that, again, I think that the people with the greatest interests for Trump winning are doing what Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is doing. You remember Governor Brian Kemp? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, he refused to follow Trump's order to decertify the votes in 2020, and he was subjected to all kind of ridicule, threats from Trump, and yet he says he's endorsing Trump and he's going to vote for Trump. And people asked him why. And he gave the best, most understandable answer that I think is out there. because I've been confused by why anyone would vote for him. But he gave the best answer, and that was, well, I'm doing it for a business purpose.
Wow.
And so, yep. So for those people who want to protect the fossil fuel industry, you know, and don't want, climate change action, for those people who want to protect big pharma, and their profits, and their stock buybacks, people who want to end abortion because of their religious or philosophical views on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who want to continue, we have $2 trillion that we spent on tax cuts. And no, the people who are listening, it did not help you. You know,
it did not trickle down.
It did not. You know, that $2 trillion, 80% of it went to the top 5%. You don't have to be a math genius to figure it out. Mm. It didn't help you. And they want to extend those tax cuts for corporations and add another $5 trillion to the debt. And in addition, and so when people say they're doing it for business reasons, they really mean it. And, and my challenge to people is, you know, ask yourself, what is your business reason for voting for anyone? I mean, are you interested in big pharma's stock buybacks, or are you interested in having grandmother get insulin for $35 a month?
Right.
What is your interest? Are you interested in restoring that child tax credit that cut poverty in half for not just poor children, but help middle class folks struggle with them? I mean, you got to buy school supplies up to and including you got to send toilet paper to the school for your kids these days. You know, do you want the child tax credit, or do you want the tax credit extension for the top, you know, 1%? You know, what is your business? I mean, if, you know, Project 2025, I mean, it's exhausting.
They put a lot of work into it, Congresswoman.
Huh?
They put a lot of work into that. 900 pages articulating what they would do with a Trump presidency. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salve Show. Congresswoman Gwen Moore on the line. Matt Rothschild in the studio. Let's talk about that for a moment. I know the polls seem close. It's really, really difficult for me to understand or think that that Donald Trump could pull this off. But let's be positive, Gwen. What if the Democrats hold on to the Senate? The Democrats take the House. What if Kamala Harris gets into the White House? What would you like to see? You're going to have, you know, 2-year window to try to get through the issues and the policies and the legislation that you think would be important. Gwen, what would you like to see in that best case scenario?
You want to know something? I think that we should follow our president's Kamala Harris's lead. She has said she is really looking forward to the respite that everybody can get from the last 9 years of incivility, of chaos, of violence. I mean, we can start out by just taking a big, deep breath.
Right.
Get back to bipartisan working together so that people don't have to endure the threat of, you know, if you work with Democrats, you know, you're going to lose your position. I think of somebody like, what's his name? Mo Brooks of Alabama, that was just this staunch Trump supporters. And Trump tried to get him to have them overturn the election in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And when he couldn't do that, you know, Trump, you know, wouldn't endorse him, and he lost his primary for the U.S. Senate. I mean, you know, and so I think that there are plenty of people, you know, like, you know, Liz Cheney, these are people that were brave enough to lay down their life, their political career, in order not to follow Trump, but not many people were. So maybe we'll be able to work with the next class of Republicans that are elected or reelected that won't have the terror hanging over them. I'm really looking forward to Kamala Harris, putting some Republicans in her cabinet. Although I do know that Biden did the same thing. He gave ambassadorships to trusted positions to Republicans. But I'm looking forward to more of a normalization. And really, being positive, I'm looking to some of this negative stuff not happening, like the Justice Department becoming an appendage of the Oval Office, you know, where, you know, the president can order the military, you know, to disrupt groups of peaceful protests and using, you know, violating the Posse Comitatus Act, where, you know, we're going to have, you know, aggressive stop and frisk. You know, I raised two black sons, and I know the terror as a black mother that I felt whenever they were out past dark, you know, because of the policing strategies that Project 2025 wants to bring back. You know, as a mother and grandmother and great-grandmother of three granddaughters and three great-granddaughters, I don't want any young woman to be subjected to developing an infection and needing a DNC to save her life. That's a procedure that a lot of women get, you know, because they have infections and then find themselves because there's a nationwide ban on abortion.
And we know Donald Trump is very proud of the justices, the U.S. Supreme Court, the three that he put on overturning Roe versus Wade. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We will check in with you.
I want that child tax credit
instead of
giving all our tax cuts to the giant corporations and big oil and big pharma.
Thank you, Gwen Moore. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Gwen Moore, my congressman from the 4th CD here in Wisconsin, sticking around. Matt Rothschild in the studio as well. Gwen, thank you for sticking around for your time. Certainly appreciate it. Want to get your sense. We've seen now the vice president out on the campaign trail, obviously paying very close attention to Wisconsin and in going out and doing it. As you mentioned, Charlemagne the God, lots of different varied news and interviews with different folks, and we see today she's going to be going on the Fox Don't Call It News. So I think what the concerns that the megas and the right have claimed they were so worried about with the vice president, she's addressing those. She's getting out in front and doing the quote-unquote hard interviews. But by contrast, Congresswoman, the former president, he canceled 60 Minutes. He canceled CNBC. He went to Chicago Economic Club and with Bloomberg and you know, it was asked a question, Gwen, about the breakup of Google, and responded with his concerns about voting rolls in Virginia. It just seems to me that there's one very serious, capable candidate in this race and one who's just running to stay out of prison, Gwen.
Well, Dom, that I think is what should give all of us hope. That there are, you know, there are people that we're never going to persuade. They don't care what the buffoonery around Trump is. You know, they're voting on their own business interests. Like I said, you know, there are people that are looking at their stock portfolio, and that's what's guiding them. And there are more of us that care about our personal freedoms, more of us that care about triggering a recession because of inequity will trigger that. And economists have told us that Trump's economic plan to enrich all these rich people will send us into a recession, you know? And plus it will cut off all kinds of services and stuff to us. I mean, you know, just eviscerate the Department of Education, put the Justice Department under the thumbs of his presidency. Get rid of civil servants. You know, I mean, people who inspect your food, to do your weather reports, you name it, and, yep. and fill them up with cronies. And so people have gotten, all we got to do is vote, Dom. All we got to, we can stop being scared. I don't know. And just let me say this as an aside. I don't know if I were with the Harris comms team that I would have suggested that she do all of these outreach. It was the Republicans demanding mm-hmm. her to do all this media. And I don't want her to get distracted from the main thing by chasing all of this media, you know, because I think this is a great idea today that I'm on talking directly to people about the issues. I don't know that I need to go on some show about what really is not the news. I don't want her to get distracted because she's an excellent candidate. And for those people, I think we don't have any undecided voters. I think that we have got to rely on, you know, voters who don't vote regularly, maybe those who are very young and have never voted, to have some faith and belief in our country and to really understand that. And I get it. Inflation is too high, you know, but I want them to understand that that is not something that Biden did. I mean, we had a pandemic. We got wars in a place called the breadbasket of Europe, Ukraine. We've got oil supplies controlled by a place called Russia. And people are experiencing inflation all over the world. But the United States has the best economy in the world, and things are getting better. Just tie a knot and hold on, y'all. Tie a knot and hold on and vote. Take your last ounce of dignity and energy and get to the polls. I mean, the thing that's so frightening for Donald Trump right now is that Elon Musk, for all of his billions of dollars, has no more power than you do driving right now to go cast that vote. You know, early vote starts October 27th. You know, we have voter registration same day. We fought in the courts and got the drop boxes back. There's no excuse not to vote. And for people to say things have not gotten better, I think, you know, people just really need to stop and think that through. You know, were you better off 4 years ago than you are? I know 4 years ago, both of my sons are in the hospital with COVID on a ventilator near wow. death. I know 4 years ago, we were hoarding toilet paper. People were getting evicted from their jobs. The restaurant industry almost collapsed. So just think about it, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's stick together. There are more of us than there are rich people. We just need to vote.
Folks, that is my Congresswoman Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Gwen, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for coming around. We look forward to catching up again after the election. Go out, go vote, have a voting plan. Gwen, thanks again. We'll talk real soon.
Okay, Dan.
All right. Thank you, folks. Stick around. We have potentially, I believe we got the coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris, her interview on the Fox News. We got your calls as well, 855-752-4842.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.